want to hear it. Game balls and jockstraps for prizes. First time ever. We never even tried this before. Been very disappointed in the turnout on game balls and jockstraps lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I look, I give myself a jockstrap for not talking about game balls and jockstraps enough on Monday.
At least you're honest about it.
Yep. Jockstrap to me for not talking about it more.
I'll accept.
Patrick says, I'm not making any excuses for Joe Johnson, but he did have the best defender in Gibson holding him. Yes, the Bulls' best defender, but not one of the best defenders. Does anybody sit around and go, gee, that Taj Gibson is a hell of a defender, one of the top two or three in the league?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, top two or three in the league is LeBron, which if he were still playing, he'd be dealing with him now. Or maybe Marc Gasol, who was the Defensive Player of the Year. Fine.
I guess you'd have to give it to him, right?
I'm not giving maybe Taj Gibson made first-team all-defense, and I'll sound like an idiot. But anyway. He may be their best defender, but still.
Nice throw, by the way.
I don't care. Come on. You're Joe Johnson. Stop it.
Yeah.
Does anybody going to make the argument that would you take Joe Johnson as a scorer or would you take Gibson as a defender? Defender. You take Joe Johnson as a scorer. Anytime.
Yeah,
Joe Johnson's an all-star.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sure.
He's the big money guy.
Sure.
When you're making the big money, you have to justify the big money. Don't make me pile on Joe Johnson, Patrick. Guapo says, I asked Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler plays for the Bulls. Nobody knows who that is. I've never heard of him before. I follow the NBA semi-closely.
Sure.
I used to be a devout Bulls fan. I've never even heard of Jimmy Butler.
And who is he?
I've heard of Jimmy Chitwood. Who was the kid who played at BYU a few years ago?
Jimmer.
Fredette.
Jimmer Fredette.
Heard of him. Never heard of Jimmy Butler.
Uh-uh.
El Guapo says, I used to live next door to Jimmy Butler. He comes from a great family. That's good to know. He says, jockstrap to the 17-year-old who killed that soccer ref. Come on, kid. It's soccer, not a real sport.
That was messed up.
Soccer. How much liability does the kid have? Okay, here's what happened for those of you who didn't hear it. This kid's 17 years old. It's his first soccer game ever, I think, I heard.
I don't know about that.
That's what I read.
Okay.
He's a goalie. Okay?
Okay.
So you don't really have to be a great soccer player to be a goalie. You just have to be a good athlete.
Yeah.
I think I could be a good goalie. I always wanted to be a goalie as a kid. They never let me play. He said, get out there. You're fat. You play fullback. I'm like, I don't want to play fullback. I want to be goalie. Nah. And the kid's the son of the coach, always the goalie. He sucked, too. Anyway. Not even in practice. Guy wouldn't even give me a crack at it. I'm like, look, I can do this, bro. I'm telling you, I'll be a good goalie. Great anticipation. I was talking about that earlier.
Derek Fisher.
I could have been Derek Fisher's
goalie.
Okay,
so what happened was?
I don't know what he did. I've never even heard of a goalie getting a card. Anyway, no. So the goalie gets a yellow card, and in response to that, apparently he wasn't concerned about getting the red card because he punched the ref in the face. Now, initially the ref was fine, but then he had symptoms afterwards. Kind of like we talked about a while back with Liam Neeson's wife before she died. It was that, I cannot remember the name, there's a phrase for it, though, where you have the injury, and you're fine, and then next thing you know, you're dead.
Yes. Post something, I'm sure.
No, it's like, it literally has a name like, you're fine, you're dead disease. I mean, it's literally like that.
Really?
It's some sort of syndrome. Anyway, but it's like when you get a severe head injury, and then you're like, you're fine, and then all of a sudden, it's like, boom, it comes on you.
Natasha Richardson.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called, like, you're fine, you're dead syndrome. Watch it.
That exact
it's
phrase?
It's some dumb name like that.
Really?
It's a terrible thing to happen. Anyway, so the ref is fine. Then he starts feeling bad. Then he starts, like, he's got blood in his saliva, brain hemorrhaging, dead.
Okay, you know what she died from? Epidural hematoma.
It's an epidural hematoma, but there's a name for what the thing was.
You die after the fact?
Yeah. Like, you're fine. Because she was like, it wasn't like she went down and was like, oh, I'm feeling terrible. Please take me to the hospital. She fell down and she's like, oh, I'm fine. Let me brush the snow off my pants. I'll be fine. Let me go back up. Where's the chairlift?
You're imitating a dead woman.
I know, but
it's
I mean.
Pretty messed up.
Well, she had an accident. I was trying to be accurate. I'm just saying. Again, we learned another lesson from her, too. If you haven't skied by the time you're 40, don't do it.
And wear a helmet if you do. That's, she wasn't wearing one.
Well, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing. If you haven't skied by the time you're 40, you're probably fine, okay? There are certain things you should never do if you haven't done them by that age. Not that 40's old. I'm going to be 40 next year.
What else is something you don't do after 40?
That's one of them. I would even say, like, skydiving. Skydiving's fine.
What?
Well, I mean, it's not like there's an inherent risk. I mean, plus you're tandem diving. Initially, anyway.
Good point.
I don't know how many times you got a tandem dive before they let you go on your own. Or they trust you to pull your own string. Anyway, so the guy gets a jockstrap. Good jockstrap, El Guapo. Game ball to that big wreck at Talladega. That's all I care to see regarding NASCAR. More of that, please. Well, fine, then. You just need to watch Daytona and Talladega, especially, every year. Because those are where you get the big, juicy wrecks every year. And I'm glad that never happens at the racetrack, at the horse track.
Wrecks?
Yes. Why is it that we love, like, seven-car pileups, but, like, a five-horse pileup would be terrible?
Oh, that'd be awful.
Oh, tragic.
Yeah.
We'd be sitting here, I mean, feeling terrible about it.
Yes.
But it, like a 12-car pileup is like totally awesome. What's wrong
as long as no one dies.
What if they get maimed?
As long as no one gets seriously injured.
Okay, well, crack tibia?
Right? I mean, like, no one liked when...
Okay, so like a crack tibia, it's okay?
Sure.
Yeah, but like when Dale Earnhardt Sr. dies, terrible.
Exactly.
Right,
off what seemingly looks like a harmless run into the wall.
You never want pieces of the car flying into the crowd. Either.
Also bad. Thank you, Big
that
Baby.
Too.
You know what? Dynamite drop it.
Thanks.
Broadcasting still is really paying off for you. Game ball to David Reagan for beating out the big money race teams to win at Talladega, says Jason. Jockstrap to the commercial I saw yesterday for an online babysitter service. Gee, getting a complete stranger I met online to watch my kids for the night. What could possibly go wrong? You know what? That's in the running. Excellent email. I will say this. I would actually like to start a service.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think you have to be in a bigger city, though, where people go out on vacation. Like, if I went to Disney World and they had Disney-approved sitters that were, like, under surveillance and watched or whatever like that, and they would, like, come
like
to
a
my...
Disney daycare.
Yeah, Disney. And I'm sure they probably have one.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I've always thought, like, if you go on a vacation somewhere and you could, like, just leave your kids, and a lot of them have day camps.
Sure.
But, like, somebody that's, like, approved, checked out, completely safe, all background checked, all that, where I could leave my kids for an hour and go for dinner with the wife. Might do that.
Disney would probably be a tough place to find a service like that because the idea is you go with your kids.
Oh,
and,
that's overrated.
And you make memories with your kids.
All right, Pete,
I'm just saying.
Real quick, we only got about 15 seconds. You want to jump in or wait?
Sure, I'll jump in.
Go ahead. You got to do it snappy.
Okay,
you didn't jump in fast enough. Sorry.
So you're having a turkey sandwich today. Wonderful. Do you know what it's made of? Is it real turkey breast?